This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. So many businesses and organizations are being greatly impacted by the coronavirus pandemic as they've had to close their doors as part of the push to social distance. One such organization is the Boise Contemporary Theater, or BCT. It is just one of a number of nonprofit arts organizations that are being affected. So the question is, how can we as a community continue to support the arts during this time? Joining us live today to talk more about this is author Tom Ford. The adaptation of his book, The Show on the Roof, was set to premiere at Boise Contemporary Theater this season, but that did not happen. Tom, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Gemma, thanks. Just a quick clarification. I wrote the book to the musical. It's not an adaptation of an existing book.
Well, so, thank you for that.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah. We want to give credit where credit is due, right?
Exactly. Yeah. No, I have never written a book. I read lots of them, and had a job at Rediscover Books as well before this all happened. So,
well, look, I'm just I'm elevating just your repertoire. That's all.
Well, thank you for that. You and my mother.
Right. So Tom, tell me what it was like, because I mean, so here you had written, you know, the music for this, and it was, I mean, literally we had you scheduled today to actually talk about the play
opening. The show. Yeah. So yeah, the musical, my writing partner, Alex Sayek, wrote the music and lyrics, and I wrote the book, and it is based on the, what is commonly referred to as the Boys of Boise. It's not based on that book, but mm-hmm. It's based on the events of 1955 here in Boise during you know, when there was a sort of homosexual witch hunt and panic. And Alex and I have been working on it now for the journey started almost a year and a half ago, and it started with you know, it's been very emotional working on the piece and writing it, and taking it through the changes that occurred with BCT last summer, and their continuing support of the piece. And so it was really heartbreaking to have it canceled. But that heartbreak soon sort of gave way to a much larger heartbreak, you know, and concern. Mm-hmm. You know, at first it was very personal, and I was grieving about that, but it became very quickly, you realized that there were many people grieving about a lot of things right now.
Right. And I was going to say, Tom, that I mean, so all of a sudden, you know, here the whole production is scrapped, BCT needs to close.
Right.
And so, of course, the grief that you're going through because of the blood, sweat, and tears that you've put into this for 18 months, right?
Right.
But then there's that impact on the artists, not
yes.
just you, yeah. but the actors. I mean, the whole artistic community. And we should note, BCT isn't the only organization that's being affected. I mean,
absolutely,
Idaho,
every organization in town,
right,
you know, is being affected, and you know, may continue to be affected. I'm praying and hoping that, you know, the Shakespeare Festival will continue, because this summer, but I think they're assessing that on a, you know, as we did leading up to canceling our show, you know, you assess it on a daily basis as to what's hourly basis practically mm-hmm. in terms of what's going on.
And then you yeah. look at it from the financial standpoint, right? I mean, because
right.
you need people to fill the seats in order to keep so many of these theaters, these artistic organizations up and going.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the things that was great about when we decided we were going to shift the conversation today, that I started thinking about, because I it was really helpful to me to be forced to shift my thinking in terms of like what is needed right now, mm-hmm. you know, for these organizations. And one thing that I really started thinking about, I'd gone to the grocery store and I thought, this is so heartbreaking just to be like, you know, I'm going to turn down this aisle. Oh, you are. No, I'll pull back and wait for you to finish your shopping. You know, the distances that we're keeping from each other. And theater, performing arts, and not even, let's expand it, you know, sporting events, concerts. Those are all things that we're going to need to be able to do again and participate in again. And it's going to be something we're going to need to heal. And it's going to be something that the community needs for every business that is around those organizations.
Well, you're so right. It's such part of the human experience, Tom, I think, with the arts, and you said with sports, you know, music. And so then here's my question, because we've also been encouraged, which I think is fabulous, to help support local restaurants, right? Go get takeout.
Right,
and all of that. Because these, as we know, some of these restaurants, let's be honest, they're not going to reopen when all of this, you know, is moving forward.
Right.
So with that, how do we support the arts right now?
I'm going to say. I think that it's so important and necessary and vital. And let me be very clear in my speaking here. For the people who can, now there are many people right now who are not going to be able to, financially is what I'm speaking about. For the people who can, many arts organizations around the country are planning next season, and they're going to start sending out season brochures within a month. You might get an email from, you know, a month or 2 months from BCT saying, you know, buy season tickets. And it may be the last thing you want to do, you know, or feel like or you might say, really? And my request to people for all the organizations is, when you get that email, if you have the ability, you buy a season ticket right then. And if you have the ability, buy two and give one to a friend. If you have the ability, buy 10 and give them to your coworkers when they come back to work as gifts. I think it's going to be really vital in the next couple of months that the people who can make those choices financially do so. Because I think there are going to be many organizations across the country that if people decide not to do that, and I can understand why they would or why they wouldn't think it was important, but I think those organizations, many organizations won't be able to open their doors again.
Right. No, that's totally the truth.
And they won't have the places to go that we're going to need to go to hear stories, to watch people dance, to listen to music, and to really have an opportunity to come together as a group, whether it's, you know, outdoor at the Shakespeare Festival, where it's gorgeous and beautiful, and you have amazing performers, or you're coming to BCT or Opera Idaho, Ballet Idaho, Boise Phil, Homegrown Theater. There's so many, you know, Alley Rep,
I have to cut you off, Tom, but I so appreciate this conversation, because you're right. This is so part of, as I said, who we are as human beings. So to be able to support those organizations, if you can, is critical. We've been talking with Tom Ford. He was set to premiere the adaptation of, it's the book, the show on the roof. Tom, thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Gemma.
And we want you to know that we are keeping you updated on the issues on our website. You can go to BoiseStatePublicRadio.org for our updated blog on the coronavirus. On another note, if you are struggling as parents or as kids at being home, we want to hear from you. Send us a voice memo on your smartphone. Also, thank you for listening. Thank you for continuing to be a part of Idaho Matters. It's Thursday. Hope you can find some joy in it. We'll see you back here tomorrow.